young, you know. So, I mean, it all worked out.
And that's the reason you came here, to make the postseason?
I mean, really, I came here because it's a great group of guys, you know. All the guys that they have here and then the history of behind the program, you know, it definitely made me want to come.
And what's the story with the you haven't played a lot of center, but I guess you might be center here.
I mean, like I said, wherever I'm needed, that's where I'm gonna go. You know, I played center when I was in when I was in Seattle, you know, a little bit in Detroit. So, you know, I mean, I'm kind of used to it.
Do you think this league is getting a little more?
I definitely think it is. You know, most of the time, fours and fives are switching anyway, so it's really not too much of a difference. So, I just think, you know, everybody got something different to the game. So if you bring something different to, you know, to the table, then you know, you might have something that the other man don't.
What do you bring to the table?
I'm just trying to bring energy and just a lot of hard work. You know, I'm just do all the dirty work down around in the basket. You know, where it's
needed. Well,
I mean, KG's a great guy, man. He helps me through everything, you know. And then if I got a problem with something that I don't know on the court, you know. He's always, you know, letting us know, but, you know, the main thing is the energy, you know, because he always brings. So, you know, every day in practice, you're always getting better because you're going to be awesome.
Given what the situation is here, do you think this is a particularly good opportunity for you, knowing that the team and Danny said publicly we need guys, we need guys who can help us down low?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I think I can help down low. You know, my size ain't too bad, you know, but I think I can get down there and do a little bit of the work. So, like I said, it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a challenge for me, and I'm willing to take it.
Chris, you've gotten by, you know, not gotten by, but your athleticism has been off the charts for so long. Do you know the game better now at the old age of 29?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think the game is starting to slow down to me a little bit more. You know, this is my 10th year, so I've seen a lot, you know, so I know how to kind of guard guys, you know, bigger guys, bigger opponents. But I know what I got to do on the other end to make everybody else better.
Do you feel a lot of pressure wearing Danny Ainge's old number?
I do feel a lot of pressure now.
Did he mention that to you by any chance?
No, he didn't say anything. But, you know, like I said, man, you know, these are big shoes to fill being a Celtic anyway. So, you know, we just got to take it in stride.
What have been your impressions of the Celtics so far?
You know, they're just, you know, a grimy team. Somebody that go out there and they play hard every night, you know, and that's what I want to do.
Have you lost anything athletically, or do you still feel like you're that guy?
No, I still feel like I got it. You know, 10 years in the league, you know, like I said, the game has slowed down. So, you know, your body ain't the same, but you know what to do, you need to do to get your stuff off. So, like I said, I mean, I'm just going to try to do whatever I can, just be in the right situation at the right time.
2 days into camp, do you feel that you've been able to develop, you know, a good chemistry with some of these guys yet, or is it still too early?
I mean, it's still too early, but I think we have definitely built some chemistry together. I know in the locker room we have, and then we come out here and compete every day on the court, you know, things like that. So I think everything is starting to fall together. We need a couple more days of practice and, you know, get through the preseason and everything will be all right. I mean, it's good. Like, since I've been here, you know, Doc is, you know, he's been a great guy, you know, just telling me just to go out there and just play hard. You know, that's all he needed, somebody just to go out there and play hard and rebound. So that's the thing that I do, and that's what I want to bring to the team.
Is it easy in this situation not to have to do more?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely easy when you got guys that they know their role. Everybody on this team knows their role, so you don't have to do nothing but play your part.
What'd you do during the lockout?
I just kept working out, kept training just to see what was going on. You know, they kept saying we wasn't going to have a season, so, you know, I just wanted to be prepared for whatever it was.
How are you shape-wise compared to entering other seasons?
I think I'm in better shape now because, you know, had more time to train, you know. So ain't nothing like training camp, so that'll get you all the way where you need to be.
Did you ever have to overcome any injuries?
No, I was good. You know, once in the summertime, you can get the body to rest, you know, and then you can just work on things and just keep training.
How has it been to play Doc's conversation about taking water breaks?
I was just messing with Doc, man. But, you know, Doc's a good guy, good coach, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, everything he says and everything he does, I just take it in stride, you know. He's a little comedian on the low, too.
After you signed with the Celtics, did you, like,
call your family and they're all congratulating you, hey, welcome to the playoffs kind of thing?
Yeah, you know, a lot of family, a lot of friends call me and, you know, tell me congratulations, things like that. But, you know, it really don't mean nothing until we get there. So I just want to go out here, like I said, and just, you know, try to put a stamp on this. And we need to bring this thing back to Celtics.
And what was it like watching the playoffs on television over the years?
I mean, it's always been great. You know, I always get to catch a couple games, you know, and I always was like, you know, the lights are a whole lot brighter in the playoffs than they are in the regular season. So, you know, I always wanted to play under those lights. And, you know, hopefully this season, you know, I get that opportunity.
Is there a certain player that you've always wanted to play with on the
team? No, I just wanted to play on the winning team, you know what I mean? No matter who I play with, I just wanted to be able to, you know, go and help.
And just what about playing in games that mean something late in the season, just in the regular season? I mean, you probably haven't experienced that a lot either.
No, but that's what you want. You know, you want games that you know that you got to come in and you got to grind for, and those are games that really mean something. And then when you do grind and you know, and you win those games, that's what brings the team more together.
One other thing, did you have to overcome anything to get where you are today?
I mean, you know, a lot of people hating, telling me that you couldn't do this and you ain't going to be this, you know. But at the end of the day, you know, I'm here now, so all I got to do is just, you know, make the best of my situation.
What did they tell you that you could not do?
Well, they, you know, they say, you know, college is different from the NBA, but, you know, NBA is just the next level, you know. So I'm just, like I said, I just want to work hard and just try to do whatever I can to help a team win. You know, every team I've been on in the past, you know, we've been 6-7 games out, or, you know, and then it just, you know, the season just falls through. But like I said, this, you know, this means a lot because every game counts.
So they told you you couldn't play in the NBA?
Yeah, I had a couple coaches. I ain't gonna say no names, but, you know, like my, you know what I mean? They was like, oh, I wasn't NBA ready. So, you know, I got a lot of stuff to prove. You know, I got to come out here and I got to make a name for myself, and I got to help this team win.
These were coaches that coached you?
Yeah, but, you know, they, you know, I'm here, they, you know, and they gone. So, I mean, like, at the end of the day, you know, I just took all that stuff and I put it in the back of my head, and that's all motivation.
One of them wasn't here on Maryland, though.
No, 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 no. He always believed in me. But
that was Gary Williams?
Yeah. He was the guy who called me. He was one of the guys who called me and was like, yo, congratulations. Now you need to get one on the next level. You need to put in the work, you know, and everything else will fall in place.
He called you after you were drafted, or?
No, when I came in.
Here.
Yeah, when I came in. So.
Well, he used to be here
10
years ago.
Yeah, that's my man.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chris.
Talking to the ball.